Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you with us today on this Thursday edition of the show. You know, I have been very moved personally, and I'm not just saying that because I host this show. I've been very moved personally by the themes that Derek has been teaching upon in this week. I love the whole history of our country. I love the fact that the pilgrims sailed to this new world and said before they disembarked the ship in the Mayflower Compact, we sailed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. I love the fact that they gave thanks to God in a Thanksgiving sort of 3-4 day celebration, and this became the archetype of all of our Thanksgiving celebration since then. I love the renewal of that godly heritage. And today, Derek's going to be talking to us about how we as Christians have a vital place in our nation. You know, when somebody comes to Jesus in America, there are many things that they sort of bring to that experience. Maybe they're male or female. Well, that's important to who they are as a Christian. Maybe they're black or Hispanic or Asian. That's important to who they are as a Christian. God's redeeming that ethnic aspect of their lives. But another thing that's important is the fact that if you're American, then you're part of a heritage of faith that God is also trying to awaken in this generation. And I'm thrilled that Derek, who, by the way, is from England, so it's a little unusual, but that Derek is teaching us about these truths. Derek loved this country. Derek came to this country voluntarily and mined and researched the truths of our heritage and began to teach them to Americans at a time when they did not know them, just after the Kennedy assassination of 1963 and other disasters in the early 60s. Derek began to teach us about how to bless our nation, pray for our nation. And today he's going to talk to us about how we hold a vital place in the nation and how we need to be salt and light in America. It's a very, very important teaching. So let me just be quiet. Let's cut to the chase now as we listen to Derek Prince teach us about how we need to be salt in America today.
Yesterday, I spoke about the obligation which we all have to pray for our country and its government. Today I'm going to share another important way in which we need to show our gratitude to God and to our country. The way that I'm going to deal with today is to act as salt in our nation. Now, you may not understand what I mean by that, so let me turn to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, where he says to his believing disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men." So Jesus compares us as Christians, as his followers, to salt. He says something which is staggering in its implications. You are the salt of the earth, the only source of salt that the earth has. Now, there are many aspects of salt which we could look at, but when I read this passage, I always think particularly of two. First of all, salt gives flavor. Something that would be in itself tasteless and flavorless, when salt is added, becomes tasty and tempting and appetizing. So that's one of our responsibilities, is to give flavor to our nation. Flavor to whom? Who's going to appreciate the flavor? Well, as I see it, it's God. Our presence in a nation should make our nation acceptable to God. Apart from us, our nation would be like the food without the salt. It would be unattractive, unappetizing. But the presence of true Christians in this nation should make the whole nation acceptable to God by their presence. They should cause a different attitude in God toward our nation because of their presence. Secondly, salt restrains corruption. Today, of course, we're familiar with refrigeration. When we want to preserve food, we automatically put it in the refrigerator or provide some other method of refrigeration. But we can look back in history to times before refrigeration had been developed. For instance, when sailors went on a long sea voyage and took meat with them, in order to prevent the meat going bad and becoming inedible, they preserved it with salt. And we still do sometimes preserve meat or other things with salt today. So salt restrains corruption. It's important to see in that little analogy that I gave you, there was corruption present potentially in the meat. And the salt did not completely eliminate the corruption, but it restrained it as long as the meat needed to be eaten. Well, that's how this world is. There is corruption in this world. There's corruption of sin. That's here. It can't be changed. Our business is not to eliminate sin, but it is to restrain sin for as long as the purposes of God's mercy and the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ are to be carried out. So we are to be the salt that restrains corruption. There are many forms of corruption in our society, and they're very manifest today. Moral corruption, political corruption, social corruption. Do you realize that you and I, as Christians, have a responsibility? We should make a difference. Our presence should be decisive in the destiny of our nation.
What powerful teaching this is about being salt. I love the fact that Derek says, as salt, Christians bring flavor to the nation. You know, I think most Christians see themselves almost as a persecuted minority, as a people marginalized in this country. But you know what? We're the ones who are supposed to be restoring the age-old foundations, taking hold of the gauntlet of faith in our generation. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Of all the books in the Bible, one speaks most clearly to the needs of the soul, the Psalms. When you need assurance, the Lord is my shepherd. Or when fear grips your mind and heart, and no evil shall befall us. Now Derek Prince escorts you through these wonderful words of comfort in Through the Psalms with Derek Prince. This powerful book offers Derek's unique personal insights into all the Psalms, and provides a helpful index to the scriptures that speak to your specific needs. In writing this book, it was Derek's sincere prayer that his personal meditations would help you draw closer to God than ever before. To order your copy of Through the Psalms with Derek Prince for only $14.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Going through the Psalms with Derek Prince will set you on a course of refreshing discovery and makes a wonderful gift for Christmas. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and it's wonderful to have you with us on this Thursday edition of the show. You know, Derek is teaching us some powerful truths, ones that really cut across many of our attitudes and sometimes even the teachings we have in church. You know, he's about to challenge us to take a stand for righteousness in our country. And I have to tell you, as a man who writes and teaches and works in the fields of politics and public policy, many Christians don't believe they're supposed to polish brass on a sinking ship. Many Christians in America just sort of feel marginalized, like they're waiting for the second coming and don't need to take a stand. But I'll tell you, that's not what Derek taught. That's not what we need today. That's not what the Christians serving in Washington, D.C. need. They need a people who will stand up and be counted for righteousness. Well, that's what Derek's about to teach us. Now, if you've missed any of this teaching this week, this very, very important teaching, the week before Thanksgiving, log on to derekprince.org. You'll find amazing material as well as all of these teachings available to listen to or to stream, and just powerful, powerful stuff for you, as well as information about Derek Prince Ministries as a whole. Well, let's get right to it, because Derek is just teaching us some things that are so important that I hope you're paying attention, urging your friends to listen, and taking notes to incorporate this into your spiritual life. Let's listen as Derek continues to teach us about acting as salt in America today.
In the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis, it records how the Lord visited Abraham and his household, and then he told Abraham, and he was going on his way to visit the city of Sodom and the other cities at the plain, which were extremely wicked, and to see if they really deserved his judgment. Now, Abraham was particularly interested in Sodom because his nephew Lot was living there. So, as the law was about to go on, Abraham rather boldly put himself between the Lord and the city and pled with the Lord for the city. And he asked the Lord, in essence, if he would destroy the whole city if there were a certain number of righteous people found in it. And the Lord showed him that if there was a certain number of righteous people in the city, he, the Lord, would spare the city for the sake of those righteous people. Abraham started with the number 50 and gradually, in a kind of spiritual bargaining, worked down to the number 10. And the Lord gave Abraham the assurance that if he found 10 righteous persons in that extremely wicked city of Sodom, he would spare the whole city for the sake of the 10 righteous persons. Now, we don't know the exact population of Sodom, but I have made some researches and I'm convinced it was 10,000 or more. In other words, God could cause a whole city of 10,000 persons to be spared his judgment if there were 10 righteous persons in that city. What was the function of those persons? Clearly, their function was to be salt, to make that city flavorful and acceptable to God, whereas otherwise it would not have been, and to restrain and hold back the forces of corruption. Now, let's apply that for a moment to the United States. Suppose the population of this nation is something like 50 million people. How many righteous persons would be required on that same proportion to make the nation acceptable still to God, hold back the forces of corruption? The answer, of course, is 250,000. 250,000 people, 250,000 people, can cause God to spare a nation of 250,000,000. That's the proportion. Now, I want to ask you a personal question. Are you one of those people? Are you leading such a life that your presence makes your community, your city, whatever area you live in, somehow acceptable to God in a way it would not otherwise be? And are you personally holding back the forces of evil and corruption, moral, spiritual, political, social, in your area? Are you acting as salt? If not, I want to challenge you this Thanksgiving season to dedicate yourself to be salt in this nation. Let me suggest to you two very simple, practical ways in which you can act as salt in this nation. First of all, identify yourself with righteousness. Stand up and be counted amongst the people that care about righteousness. Wherever you have an opportunity, if there's a politician who's a man of real integrity, doing a good job, identify yourself with him, support him, write to him, pray for him. Maybe your local policeman. It may be the school principal where your children go to school. It's taking a stand for righteousness in a very difficult situation. Are you just sitting back and letting him go it alone, or are you willing to support him? You might become perhaps the president of the PTA in that school and take a real stand in that school for righteousness, which is probably going to have a very important effect on the destiny of your children if they're in that school. Or it may be through some voluntary organization, or one of those organizations that are opposed to the tremendous evils of abortion in this nation. But do something. And then again, you can take a stand against sin and corruption in politics, in the media, in the entertainment world. For instance, when undesirable TV programs are shown, don't accept them in your home. Switch to another channel. Don't let your children watch them. And write, perhaps, to the particular channel or the particular network and say you disapprove of such programs. If enough people disapprove of those programs, they won't be shown, because they all depend on popular support to make the advertisements effective. In other words, stand up and be counted. Now I'm going to pray for you today that God will give you grace. You know, somebody said any dead fish floats with the stream, but it takes a live fish to swim against it. I'm going to pray for you that you'll be a live fish. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for those who confess the name of Christ, who are hearing this message, that you'll give them a new conviction, a new dedication to righteousness, that you'll give them the strength to stand up and be counted for the cause of God and of righteousness in this nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to go back to a theme that Derek has been talking to us about. Let me read a quote to you from his teaching. There are many forms of corruption in our society, and they are very manifest today. Moral corruption, political corruption, and so on, social corruption. Do you realize that you and I as Christians have responsibility? We should make a difference. Our presence should be decisive in the destiny of our nation. Now, I don't know how to emphasize this any more powerfully or poetically than Derek already has. But I want to say, you know, God is not through with America. There's no indication in Scripture that this nation has to die in this generation. And yet many Christians have given up. You know, I spent some time in the recent election just simply trying to get evangelicals to vote. I didn't even urge them as to how to vote. I simply tried to urge them that they had to express their views as they believed God was leading them through voting and in politics. And it was a very tough sell because so many Christians have bought a defeatist line. They've bought a line about the second coming that somehow removes their responsibilities to be involved politically. But you know, that's not what Derek's teaching. It's not what the Word of God teaches. And it's not what my experience is in politics and up in Washington, D.C. The reality is that there are tremendous possibilities today for the people of God. There are tremendous opportunities. Things are changing left and right. And even if they weren't, it's what God has commanded us. You know, if I'm walking down the street, and I look across the street and one man is beating up another, and I do nothing, then I have taken, really made a decision that makes me morally responsible for the fact that the second man's being beaten up. If I do nothing to stop an ill, I participate in that ill and take moral responsibility for it. I have to tell you that when I pass from this life and face Jesus, I don't want him to look at me and say, you know, you did righteousness with your kids and with your wife and with your friends, but I put you in a nation in crisis and you did nothing. This is what Derek's teaching us, and it's an absolutely vital lesson for us to learn. There's much more like this, including a wonderful story that you don't want to miss when Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The passing of Derek Prince did not mean the end of Derek Prince Ministries. Instead, it marked a new beginning.
If I had only one message to leave to posterity, my family, my friends, whoever it might be, I would say it in three words. God is faithful.
And to succeed, we need your help. Through your gifts and offerings, you play a part in taking Derek's powerful and practical teaching to countless lives and hearts. Through the printed word, audio, video, and more, you keep the ministry of Derek Prince alive and active throughout the world. And of course, your partnership makes it possible to keep ministry, encouragement, and biblical insights coming to you and your family as well. For that, we are very grateful. To honor both the memory and the wishes of Derek Prince, will you stand with us as we continue the work he started so well and loved so much? Prayerfully consider taking an active part in carrying on the legacy of Derek Prince's life and ministry by making the most generous gift you can to Derek Prince Ministries. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit our secure website at derekprince.org. Please make the most generous gift you can and be assured your gifts will be used prayerfully and prudently to keep the teaching of Derek Prince coming to you and others. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us on the web at derekprince.org.
God is faithful.
Thank you for standing with us.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and with me in the studio today is my good friend David Holland, who's the producer of this show. And Dave, it's just great to have you back.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for answering the door when I knocked.
Dave comes to us often for many reasons, but one of them is to share some of the just wonderful stories that are associated with this show and the way that Derek's teaching is impacting lives.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And today it's my privilege to introduce all of us to a couple named John and Judy McLean. What a great couple. Let's listen.
Our exposure to Derek Prince Ministries and the teachings of Derek began around 1970. As the years went on, I began to see the value of those teachings and how important they were in laying the foundation for my faith.
I grew up in church, but there were just many topics never mentioned. And Derek taught me to think in a completely different way. I started seeing it as a very practical, up-to-date way of reading Scripture and understanding it and learning what my part was and what God's part was.
I've built my life around the Word of God and Jesus, and Derek's teachings have been invaluable. And we have a lot of confidence in Derek's teachings because we know he's very careful dividing the Word of Truth. So God has used him to open our eyes. And the two main areas, I would say, are spiritual warfare. That's had a major impact on our lives. And the other is Israel. The church has a responsibility to show the mercy of God to the Jewish people, to identify with the outworking of God's plan in history for his people and the hour in which we live. It's wonderful to see people get set free. I personally have been set free from many things over the years, thanks in part to Derek's teachings. You know, the world offers all kinds of remedies for people's problems, and the airways are filled with the media and so forth, but you don't see people really getting free. The Scripture promises freedom. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So there's the picture of freedom, but we have to win the fight. We have to go in with the right tools. We have to be in Christ. The victory is in Christ, of course, the authority of his name. And we need to know how to war that warfare and how to go in and take the ground, hold the ground. There's a lot of teaching needed in order for people to be prepared for the battle and also to maintain victory in their lives.
And I have listened to Derek's tapes more times than I could count. And there are not many of them that I don't have. So I listen on a regular, all the time basis because that's what keeps me going. And I always hear something new that pertains to me now, no matter whether it was 30 years ago or anything in the middle. I still find things that are applicable and that I need for now. And to me, that's a great blessing in a day-to-day walk. And new problems come up, but that's all right, because God always has the answer. And Derek has taught us to use Scripture to interpret Scripture. So there's less of what I think or what I feel is what God says, and that's what you base it on.
The writer of Hebrews said that to be followers or imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. And Derek, for me, is that model, and I don't know of a better Bible teacher.
You know, Dave, it's interesting. These fine folks have been impacted by Derek's teaching in two of the most complex and controversial areas of his teaching.
Right.
Love for Israel and deliverance from the demonic. And yet Derek, as a Cambridge scholar, had such an amazing ability to lay out even these controversial ideas in a systematic way that people could grasp, and it didn't seem controversial when he was talking about it.
Well, that's exactly right, and I was personally a recipient of that process as well. Derek was instrumental in helping me understand those complicated issues in a way that I could really connect with. And I think that's something that often we probably can't remind our friends and partners and listeners of too much. And that is that when you are a partner with Derek Prince Ministries, when you share of your resources to make this ministry possible, for it to continue, you are very much a part of bringing those types of truths to people who desperately need to hear them and having their eyes be open, just like John and Judy McLean experienced.
Boy, and that's the power of radio, is that these shows are penetrating into homes all over the country and having the same effect that they had on these folks. Thanks for being with me, Derek.
Oh, my pleasure.
Listen, please log on to the website at derekprince.org. We want to make sure that you hear all of the teachings and also know about what Derek Prince Ministries is doing these days. Be sure and join us tomorrow, the great end of the week in this amazing series. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own copy of Through the Psalms for only $14.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. Call now with your special gift and help keep the legacy alive. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can send your support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.